Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
All right, TMZ is reporting exclusive NBA star, former NBA star Dennis Rodman is accused of stiffing the state of California out of $224,000. Last month, the former NBA star and his former wife, Michelle Rodman, were hit with a state tax lien. According to that lien, they owe that money for the 2006-2005 tax years. Ooh. Somebody need to book him quick. Taraji P. Henson is an engaged woman. She was engaged on Mother's Day. Her boyfriend, now fiance, Kelvin Hayden, popped the question. She shared the news on her social media. She said, "I said yes, y'all." He started with the Cartier love bracelet, but that was for Mother's Day. Then he dropped to his knee and I almost passed out. Hashtag, she is officially off the market and so very happy. Taraji, 47, Kelvin, 34, have been dating for 2 years. This is Taraji's first marriage. Congratulations, 34 and 47, huh? All right, Miss Taraji. Wiz Khalifa says he could be a pro fighter, but prefers rapping, and I must agree. TMZ is reporting, ahead of the July release of his upcoming album, Rolling Papers Part 2, Wiz Khalifa's been getting into fighting shape. The photogs at TMZ caught up with the black and yellow rapper at LAX Airport, asked him about Jay Glazer's recent comments about him. The NFL analyst and gym owner recently said Khalifa is really good at fighting. He would only be able to give Glazer an injury body shot. Glazer also said that if Khalifa really wanted to go, he would go pro with his MMA career because his work ethic is ridiculous. Now, Khalifa did agree with the assessment and said that while he would love to take on this offer, he'll need a lot of financial incentive. "You gotta pay me a whole bunch of money to get me to fight, man." While he prefers rapping to fighting, he's having a lot of fun while training with some of the best MMA fighters in the world. Yeah, don't mess up that pretty face, Wiz. Drake announces a tour with the Migos. It's called Aubrey and the Three Amigos Tour. Pre-sale tickets available tomorrow with general release available May 18th. You can get your tickets on Drake's website, Denver, Colorado, Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago, New York, Brooklyn, Pittsburgh, nope. Philadelphia, yep, 2 shows in most markets. And finally, Kanye West is officially more popular with white people, according to a recent poll. Kanye West may believe he's out of the sunken place, but judging by the recent tally, it looks like he's still there. It's according to allhiphop.com. A new CNN poll shows West is more popular among white people than non-white people. The poll states 23% of people who identify themselves as white said they had a favorable opinion of Ye, while only 20% of those who says they're non-white feel the same. Meanwhile, 53% said they have an unfavorable opinion of West overall. Kanye West is back in Wyoming, wrapping up several albums he promised to deliver this summer, including Pusha T's King Push, Nas's next album, and his own follow-up to 2016's The Life of Pablo. Congratulations to Kanye, I think.